You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Dale Gibson with you on this edition, looking ahead to the best of Friday's racing and what a Friday we've got in store as well. I think, Dale, we often say that, don't we? You know, oh, fantastic Friday coming up. It genuinely is this week.
Absolutely. There's plenty going on for everybody and a wide cross-section of racing.
How's things?
Very good, actually. Busy. I thought I'd come in here for the afternoon to get a bit of perspective on the horses. It's nice to come in once a month and thoroughly enjoy keeping my eye on things because we always forget it's about the horse as much as everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. And I believe, were you at Pontefract this morning?
I was indeed, yeah, I was. Passed the inspection, which was great. They do a good job there, Norman Gundle and his team. A lot of rain in West Yorkshire overnight, as you well know. Mm. And it's just been one of those years, isn't it? We haven't had too many dry days. But, yeah, racing goes ahead, and well done for them to being so patient.
Absolutely. As for Friday's racing, we are still at Newmarket. Obviously, we're recording this just prior to the action really starting on Thursday, and there's more fantastic action on Friday and Saturday from HQ. We're going to focus on a couple of the races. Dale's got a next best and a nap on the Newmarket card tomorrow. There's also good racing tomorrow from Haydock, from Worcester, from Newcastle and over the Irish Sea at Dundalk and Garran to get your teeth stuck into. So there really is something for everyone on Friday. Just before we get on to Friday's action, we'll just have a quick look ahead to more of the action coming up over the weekend. Of course, we've got some more great racing at Newmarket, but as well, the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe coming up from Chantilly. And it all seems to be coming together quite nicely, this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Ulysses, interesting, he's been bought into by Cheveley Park Stud to stand at their stud next year, which is great. Mm. High-class horse in his own right, but it's, for me, all about Enable. She's just improved out of all recognition this year, and she's the one they got to aim at. But
she's 4-5.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be nicking a little bit each way. Winter, she's tough, isn't she? But could this just stretch her? It might, mightn't it? It might.
Well, at the minute, we've got Enable 4-5, Ulysses 7-1, 9-1 for Order of St. George and Winter, 12-1 for Dashingi's Secret, Capri at 14, 16s for Bramato, Zarak 18s, 25s and Bigger the remainder. All season, I've been an Enable fan. I would say that only in the last couple of runs, I've been converted, if you like, to be a Ulysses fan. It was actively a horse I was trying to avoid, if you like, early on in the season. At the same time, if let's say that in my head I'm pro-Enable and against Ulysses, 4-5, 7-1 just seems a bit wrong.
Yeah, I get that. And Ulysses as well on ground that will be slower than good, going a mile and a half in what will probably be a true run race. You can never tell, can you, until the gates open. I know there's quite a bit of confidence in the German horse, Dashingi's Secret, and you've got to give them credit. There's no mugs, the guys out there. They know how to prep up a good horse, Dane Dream, for one.
Exactly, yeah.
And they tend not to go for an Arc de Triomphe just for the day out in Chantilly, as it is this year. Order of St. George, I feel, is probably better over a bit further.
Yeah.
Mile 6 seems to be his optimum trip, to be honest. So maybe we should be looking elsewhere to try and nick a little bit. French horse Bramtot, he's pretty good. I know he worked very well the other day, but again, he's maybe just got to find a little bit from somewhere. But it's 16-1. Potentially, he could fall into third, couldn't he?
Yeah.
I'd just like to see Enable win. I think it's been great the way that Connections have campaigned her. I think she's good for racing. Really enjoyed watching her progress this season. And it's just a nice story, but it will still take some winning just because of the nature of the race.
Absolutely. That is the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, of course, coming up on Sunday from Chantilly. We'll turn our attention then to Friday's action. and the Knapp and the next best. Shall we go? We'll go with the Knapp first, which I believe is in the 150, the first race on the Newmarket Cardale.
Yeah, it is. Been a bit of rain, so the ground's probably going to just ride the slow side of good. But Amabilis, for me, Rafe Beckett's filly, is in great form. She won at Ascot last time in a handicap. She's gone up £8, so she's stepped up into listed company now. She only had three runs this season. She's lightly raced. She's progressive. And I think she will certainly give you a really good run for your money.
She's the joint third in unofficial ratings, which I know some people take notice of, some don't. Officially on those, has got Muffrihar and Lincoln Rocks to beat and should be going very, very close with On Her Toes and Tis But a Dream. But these fillies races are notoriously very difficult, aren't they? Would you say that it's the three-year-olds who hold the upper hand here?
I would say a progressive three-year-old this time of year that's going forward and lightly raced. Obviously, the four-year-old weight allowance, they've got to give £7 away and £4 away, depending on the penalty structure. But, yeah, it's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? This is a listed race, lots of these trying to get black type, or they've got a bit of black type and they want a little bit more. But Amabilis, for me, ticks plenty of boxes.
Interesting as well, John Gosden's won this race for the last 2 years, but doesn't actually have a runner this time around, and it has gone to a three-year-old in 1, 2, 3, 4 of the last 5 years. So that could be a way in. Amabilis, the Knapp of Dale Gibson, on Friday. And as for the next best, this is an absolutely fascinating race. It's in the 3:35, the Joel Stakes. It's a Group 2, and I think we're in agreement with this selection, Dale. I believe so. I've just been extolling its virtues outside in the office.
All right. Well, there
that
you go, then.
Andrew Balding's Beat the Bank.
Yeah. Won at Goodwood last time on, obviously, rain-softened ground, but he's tough, and his general form does seem to be slightly better with juice in the ground. They've had a fair bit of rain. He's progressive. Okay, he's taking an older horses. This is his toughest assignment to date with the likes of Sovereign Dare and Custom Cart and a Whiskey Baron over from South Africa, and obviously Zonderland, who's only run the once this season. But I just like his profile. He's he knows how to win. He's had a freshen up from Goodwood. Obviously, it took a bit out of him, as it did a lot of horses that day, because of the really, really bad conditions that they had to encounter. But his official mark is 114, which is... suggest that he can take this race in, and he's a three-year-old who's progressing at the right time.
Yeah, so it would appear. A couple that you mentioned there, I just want to touch on in terms of dangers to Beat the Bank. Zonderland, who ran almost impossibly well on comeback from a healthy absence at Goodwood, finished behind Lightning Spear. That was in the Celebration Mile. If not bouncing, I think Zonderland's got to go very close indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, though. If he'd obviously had a little bit of a hold up why he didn't run prior to, maybe he hadn't quite come to himself, but you're always a little bit careful of him bouncing back again. But Clive Cox had a great year again this season, and he'll know where he is with him, so no finer man to try and get that out of him, really.
And the other one, which we did mention, is of course Whiskey Baron, coming over from South Africa, is a complete and utter unknown quantity, which in races like this I can find quite refreshing sometimes.
Yeah.
You would not be surprised if this one is out the back of the telly,
or
it could hack up.
It's nice to see, actually, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow, but certainly sporting gesture, isn't it, of them having a crack.
Absolutely. And best luck to Connections with Whiskey Baron in the Joel Stakes. But the next best is Beat the Bank. Just spin us through your next best, and Knapp, Dale.
Yes, so Knapp is Amabilis in the 150 at Newmarket in the Fillies and Mares listed race, and then in the 3:35, Beat the Bank in the Shadwell Joel Stakes Group 2 for Andrew Balding and Sheen Murphy.
Okay, good stuff, Dale. Best luck with your selections on Friday, and listeners, make sure you tune into William Hill Racing Radio. Best luck with your bets as well, and we'll speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.